Dr. Dan's Freedom Forum is on the air. Never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. Dr. Dan's Freedom Forum is a call to arms for those American patriots who, in the tradition of our founding fathers, will stand up now to defend the Constitution and the liberties that it guarantees to each citizen, to each of us. That is our mission, to explain in a clear and concise manner the direct effect of each issue on the individual, on you personally, not some anonymous being in a distant place, and to define in no uncertain terms the consequences of inaction. Let the battle begin.
We're talking with Rhonda Thomas of Georgians for Responsible Libraries. We've gone way beyond libraries, and we're now in the truth and education effort and activism. She's a true warrior for not only her children and grandchildren, she's a true warrior for your children and your grandchildren. And she's imploring you to get off the sofa, because that's the problem. If we do not get off the sofa and fight for our children and grandchildren, they're lost. They're lost because of what the government is doing by taking away parental rights. I know that I am very, very blessed to live where I live. I live in a rural county. Approximately 15% or 20% of the children here are homeschooled. They're homeschooled for every single reason that you have just talked about, because parents here understand that you have to teach your own children moral right and moral wrong in order for them to grow up to be responsible adults. And part of that whole concept is not allowing them to be brainwashed by the government and government schools. So, yes, it is very important that we intervene. A lot of parents just don't understand the urgency of this problem. How do you reach the people that we need to wake up to get off the sofa and go talk to these children?
By doing what we're doing right now, Dr. Dan, doing this podcast, sharing information. I want to share a story with you, though, because I had a gentleman that's 74 call me probably 3 months ago. And he said, I want to talk to the school board. You've got to tell me how to do it and what to say. So I said, okay, let's talk about that. So he was sharing what was going on. And he said, Rhonda, I had a friend I was talking to a year ago, and I said, someone should do something about what's happening in these schools. And she says, well, you're someone. So he said, I became a substitute teacher. He said, outside these walls, you could have never convinced me what's going on inside these walls. And he said, I cry at night. He said, I've gotten past that now. And I'm very angry. And I want to talk to school boards. He said, but I'm going to tell you, you could have told me all this a year ago and I would not have listened, because it's too hard to believe. I convinced him. I said, please don't do that, because if you start talking to the school board, you will no longer be a substitute. And it's pretty much going to fall on deaf ears. And I said, we need you where you are. We need parents and teachers anonymously to send us information. He was sharing how the kids are given 90s on tests and they're not answering any questions. Because guess what? The schools can't fail them. They lose money. And charter schools especially, which most of Georgia is charter, they sweep a lot under the rugs because they lose their money if they're not performing. But guess what else charters do? Charters have flexibility. They can experiment. What have we been doing on our children? We've been experimenting. We've been bringing in all these outside entities and NGOs to get involved in our schools, the social emotional learning, the restorative justice, all of the things that we're bringing into our schools that a traditional school would not have had. He was a great example of someone who stepped out and got involved literally and is overwhelmed. And so I just how do you get that message out? And it doesn't matter how small your county is. He's in a very small county in Georgia. And so that was a big wake-up call. And so I'm not even in the building, but I have dug into this for so long and understand so much of it. I understand that we're beginning to get rid of grades. We won't have letter grades anymore. We're going to start moving into more technology and virtual reality. You know what you can do with a child when they're wearing a virtual reality headset? You can totally take them over. You can flash a light over here and put them where you want. You can take away their consciousness. Think about that. That's what this entire goal is about. We know that as Christians, right? So we are headed there. I have a presentation that was given to one of our counties in Georgia. And within that budget, which they have not activated yet, was the cost for virtual reality glasses. So we are moving into really, I think, some, I don't want to say scary, but I mean, some times that we are truly moving. We're not academics anymore. We're not. They don't want people who can learn. They want people they can control. And that's what we're doing. And you said that earlier. That's where we're headed. Equity, it's all about equity. Think about all these mental health organizations that are involved in our schools. Go to their websites. There's nothing on there but equity. Go to a lot of the publishers of our curriculum. It's all equity. Everything is based on equity. What is equity? It replaces the American dream. It gets rid of individualism. It gets rid of AP classes eventually, of letter grades. It teaches that whites are responsible for everything that's wrong in our country. We tell little white children that their skin is an issue. It hurts people. So if you become homosexual, you will be celebrated. Do you know that 94% of minors that are transitioning are middle-class white girls? This is so evil, but it's so stealth. That's why parents don't see it and can't understand how deep it is. So there's a lot going on. It gets rid of absolute truth. This is hard, and it is overwhelming. Look at what we're talking about. Parents are probably going, oh my gosh, what do I even do with that? Well, you start a little bit at a time, and you start educating yourself, and you call like Truth in Education or another group. It's not about us. It's about you. We want to help parents. Homeschooling is exploding. And actually, I'm working in as well, because this is such a heavy topic. We're looking for solutions. So we're partnering and helping a group called SkyTree. It is an alternative to Scholastic. Look how woke Scholastic has gone. So SkyTree is partnered with Kirk Cameron, and they're going to be book fairs. So we're trying to help them. We're trying to promote them and see what we can do to help them. So we got to come up with alternatives too. There's a lot of Christian models out there. There's a lot of school options outside of public school. You don't have to homeschool your own child. There are a lot of options. So I'm going to recommend people go to Public School Exit. I'm on their advisory board. I love that plan. Do you know, are you familiar with them?
Absolutely.
Alex Newman's on my advisory board. Dran Reese is on my board. And I'm on their advisory board. And I cannot say enough about them. And they have a lot of information and resources for you if you're considering it. And then I would recommend finding someone that's already doing that to mentor you, to come alongside of you. Because you know what? The things we hear, my child won't be socialized. Well, right now, I want to say, do you really want your child socialized with the schools? I don't think so. But I've been around hundreds of homeschool students. They're socialized, unless a parent decides not to socialize. I can't do it. Well, you know, you only need a high school degree to homeschool. everything is laid out for you. And if you can't do it, there are others. There's co-ops. There's places you can go. So it sounds a little bit scary to people who haven't done it, but you can do it. And I know you can do it. And then we need to pray, because there are a lot of parents that can't pull their children, and we know that. So we need to be there for them. I'm going to tell you my concerns about school choice. School choice is being pushed by the United Nations. The main individual that's the face of school choice, Corey DeAngelis, is tied to the United Nations. This has been in play for years. What is going to truly change if we do school choice? The federal dollars are never going to stop. So where are you really going to go? We've already in Georgia lost most of our private schools and our Christian schools because they've taken government money. They've taken either COVID money or Title I money. Well, this is government money. This is going to the state first. It's not going to us first. So it's going to have ties at some point. And the other thing is, if you understand public-private partnerships, the state cannot give money to a private school because it's in Georgia, you can't do that. It's against our constitution. But if you set up a public-private partnership, you can do that. Well, who runs these charter schools? They're management organizations, and they're for profit already. I see this as a profit-based model. The Walton Family Foundation gives billions to charter schools and school choice. Why would they do that? Because they're going to make money. Guess what they're into? They're into healthcare. We're going to have school-based health clinics. And they're into the LGBTQ movement. So who's going to make the kickbacks on all our pharmaceuticals that are going to be prescribed in these school health-based clinics? I'm concerned. If people want to do that and they keep it among the public schools, I don't personally think it'll make a difference. I think the goal is to privatize them all. But I'm concerned about homeschooling and the Christian schools that are going to be coming up, because I believe that they're going to get caught in the snare, and we're going to lose our last freedom, and that's to be able to homeschool our children and to make those decisions that God gave us the right to do and the responsibility to do.
Alex Newman has been a guest on Freedom Farm Radio about a completely different subject, but we did discuss public school exit at the beginning of the interview, because I'm so much in favor of homeschooling. Here in our county, the homeschoolers do have a group. And one of the things they did, which was really smart, is they get all the homeschooled children together one day a week in one of the churches, which gives them the space. So when you talk about socialization, well, they do socialize. For a number of years, I coached travel baseball, and we had some homeschool children who played on our teams. There are ways of socializing and getting your children involved with other children and with sports and clubs and things like that. But the concept is really important that you spoke about. You know Hillsdale College, of course. Hillsdale College is a favorite of mine because they accept not one single dollar of government money. That to me, and I've spoken to them about it because I support them. And they said that the minute we accept dollar one, we are not free anymore. But that is the kind of moral fiber that is so missing in virtually everything in our country today. People speak about morals, but they don't put their money where their mouth is.
Well, I think there are churches. One of our goals and one of public school exit's goals is to visit churches and to really work with them and encourage them to open their doors to homeschoolers. Start a private Christian school. Let hybrid schools use your space. That space is there. And it's the churches and the parents' responsibility to educate our children. So that's one of the things that we're also trying to do, as well as our main goal is to educate people on what's happening. You need to know there's a reason and what's happening. And in order to make decisions. So we won't quit doing that. I speak nationally and we speak wherever we're called to speak. And so we continue to research and to learn and to keep up with what's happening within our schools. But it is important. The most important thing is we need to all pray that we can get younger parents listening, aware, and activated. But not only that, we need to pray churches will equip those young parents. They should be sharing this with them. My church does. My church does. But most churches don't. So I think we need to pray for these pastors, these leaders. It's the church's place to equip. I don't even know that we teach parenting through biblical scripture anymore. We don't teach a biblical worldview to these high schoolers that are going off to college. There's gaps within what we're doing as a church that I think God's bringing light to, really, because we're seeing the after effects of us avoiding a lot of this. So we're seeing what's happening within our culture.
Well, I think we need a crusade.
We do. We need a crusade, Dr. Dan. I agree with you. I do see more prayer groups really forming, and I see good things. Everything's God's timing. The beauty of COVID is he really brought light to a lot of evil, and now we know what we're dealing with. And so now we need to be the hands and feet of Christ, and we need to be out there. And maybe it is just praying. God calls us all to something different.
Well, Rhonda Thomas, it has been an absolutely enlightening discussion. You have taught me things that I did not know were going on, which leave me absolutely furious and absolutely fearful at the same time. But I know there is an answer, and you've really articulated that so very well. The answer is in reestablishing God's morality in our country, on earth, because that really is the basis of our Constitution. The founders of this nation were God-fearing Christian men who understood what natural law rights were, and they enshrined them and protected and secured them in our Bill of Rights. They understood you have to be a moral society in order to be a free society. And that really is the lesson of what's going on now. We have departed from that moral society that is essential to the gift we were given 240 years ago. But I don't want to end our interview myself. I'm going to give you the time to say your final thoughts. What final words of wisdom would you like to give our listeners, because we're in this together. Rhonda Thomas, speak away.
Well, I want to thank you for having me, number one, and allowing us to get this information out. And I thank you for being called to this and being obedient. So I guess what I want to say is that we cannot be silent. When we know something, we're held accountable for it. And so we need to do what we can to learn what's happening within our schools. Not only that, you can see what's happening with our children outside the schools, right? So we know that much of it is coming through the school system. So get to know your teachers. If you can't pull your child, get to know your teachers, get to know your principal. Make sure you sign those opt-out forms. And it might cost a little bit, but it's worth having that attorney send them, because they listen and they pay attention and they know you're serious. Find out what your child is learning. Talk to your child more. I think we as parents need to monitor what our children are watching after school. You know, what do they have on their phones? Why do they have a phone with data? Why don't they just have a phone? Mom, that old-fashioned mom. Why don't they just have a phone that you can reach them through? There's so many things we need to do as parents. And some of that, we can't just be their friend. We've got to be their parent. We're responsible for the way they're going to become an adult. They're going to become a parent. And they're going to become a member of society. And that's our job, is to prepare them for that. So I encourage you to attend your school board meetings, learn what you can, attend your board of commissioners meetings, support your board of commissioners and your school board members that are doing the right thing. We're so bad about getting upset when they're not doing the right thing. When someone does a wrong thing, when someone does the right thing, let's make sure that we also step up and thank them for what they're doing. But I want to encourage you to pray, get involved, mentor someone, help your church get involved, become more involved in your church and advocating for classes for these young women and for opening their doors for homeschooling. And if you need help, you can reach out to us and we'll see what we can do to help you or point you in the right direction. So that's my thought is we haven't lost hope. We hope we've won this battle. We just will either win it here or later, right? But we have won this battle and we're not going to stop fighting.
Rhonda Thomas, thank you so very, very much for being a guest on Freedom Forum Radio. God bless you and may God support you in your work.
Thank you.
And that concludes another episode of Dr. Dan's Freedom Forum. Join the battle on our website, www.drdansfreedomforum.com. The right to own private property that cannot be arbitrarily confiscated by the government is the moral right and constitutional basis for individual freedom.
Everything gonna be all